President Truman's press and radio conference in the Old State Building, 1st of May, 1952.
I want to open this conference up by telling you that I don't intend to answer any questions on the Steele controversy. So you won't get a book full of no comments. Now you can ask me about anything else you want. No, not true.
Lawrence Mann has announced his candidacy for the Democratic nomination. If you thought that was qualification,
I think very highly of Lawrence Mann. I think he's qualified for the job and looks like we're going to get some good candidates in the field. Lawrence Mann is all right.
Mr. President, I think most of us have been convinced by what you said about your own candidacy, but I wanted to ask one clarifying question. If the event could arise where you would be actually nominated by the convention in July, would you run?
I'd say no. I made that very plain in the statement that I made.
You would not run the nomination?
No, I would not run.
Mr. President, do you think the situation might arise when Governor Stevenson's Illinois might accept the draft and nomination?
Well, now that's a question for him. Said it. He's another good man. He's made a good president.
Mr. President, any comments you can make on the liberty of the most important coming to
the White House? He's coming, I think, to the White House for luncheon tomorrow. That's it. I believe it's tomorrow.
Who was that president, I'm sorry?
The president of Nicaragua.
Oh.
His daughter, who is the wife of the Nicaraguan ambassador here, is a schoolmate of Margaret.
I wonder who is under your ban. Mr. Wilson said that you advised that in congressional 9 weeks of Sunday situation. Could you comment on that from under
you? I have read Mr. Wilson's comments, and I have no comments to make.
Are you waiting for this deal to be settled down according to
the
Inspector? Is that what the delay is?
Not necessarily.
I see.
No, that isn't necessarily. It would be better, I think, to wait until we get these big controversies settled before a successor is appointed.
Mr. President, this country's been getting a lot of protests lately from Canada and Britain and Belgium about increasing tariff protectionism as evidenced by tariff commission action on applications for higher rates. And I believe Secretary Atkinson said something about that the other day.
I think he answered the question amply yesterday in his press conference.
Are you concerned about that trend?
No, I'm not. I don't think there is any such a trend.
I'm expecting reports about what you might do when you get a tight land bill before you. Could you explain whether you will or will not veto that legislation?
When the bill comes to me for action, then I'll tell you exactly what I'll do. I can't make any advance promises on what I might do.
Mr. Spook quoted you after a recent meeting, and it was later repudiated. Would you comment on that?
No, I will not.
President, this may be a stale question to you.
May not want
to.
I'd like to ask Senator Humphrey said the other day that he would accept the decision of the Supreme Court in the seizure.
Of course I would.
Then, as far as you're concerned, the system of checks and balances goes on more unimpeded.
Certainly unimpeded, huh? No ambition to be a dictator. All I've been trying to do is to keep the country running, sir.
Mr. President, also report that you're preparing to seize the oil industry because you're coming
from. Has not been put up to yet. I'm hoping you'll settle it there, very close to a settlement.
Along the sidelight line, Representative Gilbert of New York said yesterday at a House Banking and Currency hearing that it's his opinion that if the Defense Production Act were not amended in the labor section so as to prevent a recurrence of the present controversy, that the House would not to extend the Defense Production Act. Do you want to comment on
that? No comment.
Well, then report you might make a radio address or send another message to Congress on the steel situation. Anything in that?
I'm not ready to make any announcements on that piece this time. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to get the matter straightened out, of course. What I want to do is produce steel. We need steel, and steel is what I've been trying to get all the time, nothing else.
The general named Sherman, I believe.
Yes.
Would you serve as elected?
I know he's sick. If I refused the nomination, I couldn't be elected.
Mr.
Franklin,
we couldn't hear your reply over here.
Couldn't hear the question, Mr. Franklin. Well, he's quoting General Sherman. I won't know if I'd go on to finish the sentence as Sherman did. If elected, I would not serve. I say, if I do not accept the nomination, I can't be elected, and that ain't that.
Mr. Franklin, was this interfere with your statement at the outset that you didn't want to answer any questions about steel? Is it possible for you to answer this question? How long could we go in this present situation, that is, with the plant shut down? Is it possible to answer that question?
Well, I can't answer that without going into the whole thing in detail, and I don't want to do that while this matter's pending. I'm going to take every action possible to get steel.
Including an injunction?
I'm going to take every action possible to get steel.
You just mentioned, Mr. President, that you had no ambitions to be a dictator. Do you believe, however, that emergency seizure powers could ever be used by a future president along such lines?
Well, no, we can't answer that question until we have a final decision. May require legislation, we'll see. I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Mr. President, there have been reports that a couple of senators, anyway, have been sitting on postmaster nominations pending congressional action on the reorganization plan which you sent to the Hill. Do you approve of such action?
I don't know anything about it. I sent the reorganization plan down hoping that it would be accepted. And I think that will answer your question, but I don't know anything about action by individual senators.
Mr. President, have you had any report from Ambassador Briggs on his visit with Mr. Otis?
Yes. It was reported to me. His message was reported to me by the Secretary of State this morning. He said he found Mr. Otis in good health, that he'd had a recent haircut and had some dental work done, that he had not been hungry, and that he'd gotten to the point now where he could sleep. We're doing everything we can to get him out, and we're going to continue just that.
President, I'll make one more try.
Go ahead, Pete.
Secretary Sawyer said that the steel workers were not striking against the government. Whom are they striking against?
They strike, Pete, is one of the things.
I'm sorry you didn't say that.
Well, that's all right. Wait a minute.
Let's get it.
All right, go ahead.
He said the union certainly did not strike against the government.
So whom did they strike against?
I'll let you answer the question, Pete.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I can't answer the question. Present time. I'll tell you about it later. I have no comment.
Mr. President, the time of God is slightly starting back in this
steel plant, and you said you didn't know. Subdivision H, after referring to the fact that you can order steel necessary for defense program, says if any such producer of steel or the responsible head or head thereof refuses to comply with such requirements, the president, through the Secretary of Defense, is authorized to take immediate possession of the plant or plants of such producer or producers, and through the appropriate branch, bureau, or department of the armed forces to ensure compliance with such requirements. When you say that legislative authority?
We haven't got to that point as yet.
Any comment on the basic violence in which American property damaged, American personnel injured?
I have had no official communication on the subject, so I can't comment on it.
Mr. President, could you say whether or not the solution of this steel crisis might follow the pattern of 1946?
I can't. I can't answer your questions on steel, and you can dodge around all you want to now. You're just wasting time. I'll talk to you about anything else.
What did you have
kind words to say about a couple of Democratic potentials? Have you ever noticed whether the Republican, the even Republican contender for the presidency, was a sick man?
Oh, he's not anything of the kind. He's in perfect health, and he's as fine a man as ever walked. I've told you that time again. He's just beginning to find out what happens to a candidate. That's mild of what he'll have to face a little later on.
Senator Williams made charges the other day regarding loans to the Democratic Democratic Committee in New York that have been charged off as tax losses. Senator George introduced a bill to ban such loans. Do you think that's good?
I don't know anything about it at all.
Thank you, Mr.